Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in, here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Is the state legislature a toxic work environment? Sure hope not, but our next guest, who joins us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline, has some thoughts on that. Erin Cagle is a state representative, District 39A. She's a Democrat. She joins us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Erin, and you are not running again. Why not? Is it because the state capitol is a toxic place?
Well, that's not, I don't think.
Too strong?
Entirely. Yeah, no, it's just a little too strong. There's multiple reasons why I'm not running again. I have a young kid. We want to move, and most of the school district that is where we want to stay is not within my house district. I've been in the legislature for 10 years, and so, you know, I've seen it change. And I just think it's time for me, that the adversarial nature of the legislature is a very odd place to work in. And it's not a regular workplace where you have, coworkers who are under policies or procedures or are accountable to supervisors. And so it's a very, unique workspace. And it's a high intense pressure space too, you know?
You wrote, Erin, you said in the MinnPost article that if the public saw what happened behind closed doors, they would be appalled. What's happening behind closed doors?
I just think it's the way that people have been treating each other. And it goes from the public. I think it has a lot to do with the erosion in public trust of these institutions that used to be highly respected, like teachers, doctors, reporters, public servants. And right now there's just nobody trusts anybody. And we don't even know if we can trust our news sources. You can find anything to back up any opinion on the internet. And so it's becoming more difficult to work in that space.
Do you regret being an elected official? And second part of that question, are you totally done with it? Could there be a scenario where you would try to run for office again?
I loved being a representative. I can't, even though it's a crazy work environment and there's kind of weird rules and boundaries, it's also a really amazing job. You get to change people's lives through public policy. And when you start to see that impact of that in your community, for me, it was a sidewalk connecting a transit station to a crosswalk in my neighborhood, or the overpass on Hanson Boulevard, which was my first bonding project, so that ambulances can get back and forth and not have to be stopped by trains. Mm-hmm. Those are the things. And then even down just to the little small things, like making an adjustment to disclosure that impacted a family in my district who had a grandson who was injured at a child care center. And so, like, those are the things that are just part, it's an amazing part of the job. Just this morning, I was able to go to our local Hy-Vee and serve, you know, help serve breakfast to veterans and talk to them about new services in our community, like Micro Metro. And so it's a job that just, you know, for as thankless and as little pay as we get, I've been there for 10 years because I love it so much.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Well, that's great that you loved it and that you accomplished things and feel good about that. And we want that for our lawmakers because that's why we elect you guys. But
yeah.
you also said that the adversarial environment is getting worse for mental health. Is that why you're not? I know you mentioned other things. You know, you want to live in a different school district, but
mm-hmm.
I mean,
no, same school district.
Oh, okay. So, I mean, is that why you're not running for re-election? You don't want to deal with all the BS.
I mean, yeah, that's part of it. And it's just because of that mistrust that has built up between everybody.
Why has it built up? Why? What's the reason?
I mean, everybody's a reporter and everybody has their sources. And social media has made us more tribal. And we have stopped talking to our neighbors. We don't go to community centers. That's why I thought this veterans breakfast was so beautiful this morning, because so many people from our community came to one spot and sat and chatted and talked to each other. And, you know, I was really proud of a program that I sponsored through the legislature and helped develop that is a program at the university called Empowering Small Communities. And it basically is allowing to help build capacity in small communities and bring communities together to solve problems. Actual problems in their communities. And it's had great results. And it's something that I'm super proud of. And that's where I think, you know, we really need to get back to talking to each other and listening to each other and believing each other.
If you have the answer to this, you win. But like, how do we get past that?
Turn off the computers, turn off cable news. And go to things in your community. Mm. I mean, cable news is not news, in my opinion. And all of it, you know, you get a different tone when you read or when you talk to somebody versus just having talking heads on the TV shouting at you about what you should think.
I know, but the lawmakers should know better. The people are sheep, so they pay attention to what is on the big talking box, and you can't blame them for being uneducated. But the lawmakers are supposed to know better and be able to kind of tune out the talking heads and the pundits that tell you to be outraged. Like, I'm really getting the sense from our state and our national legislature that they are buying into the vitriol and they're not doing anything to help tone it down, and they're not doing anything to work across the aisle. They're just making things worse. Am I wrong in that assessment?
Well, I think you need to realize that we're citizens, you know. We are just people in our communities. And so, we fall victim to the algorithms and the echo chambers. And I think it's all kind of, put us into our camps a bit and stopped us from even, door knocking out here in the suburbs. I hear about how horrible Minneapolis is, and then I ask, have you gone downtown lately? Oh, no.
Yeah.
And so it's like, well, how do you know? Mm-hmm. And so it's disheartening, because you hear somebody who says something, and now that's fact.
Yeah. We're talking to Erin Cagle, Representative Erin Cagle, who will not run for re-election to her House seat, 39A. Talk about the pizza situation that I wasn't even aware of.
Pizza terrorism.
Yeah, what was that? And, I mean, it sounds kind of funny, but it also this came on the heels of the killing of Melissa Hortman. Tell us about that, and this apparently is happening elsewhere, too?
Well, yeah, it was strange because, that whole weekend I was away from my house. I'd gotten, that horrible phone call at 5 a.m. in the morning, and grabbed my elderly dog. My husband and kiddo were up at the cabin. And so tried to get my elderly 100-pound lab into my car and drive to my mom's house. And, Sunday night, we were all on a caucus call together when we found out that man had been caught. And so Monday I had went back to my house to shower and change clothes, and then I was going to go down to the Capitol. Our house caucus was meeting at the group to just kind of mourn together. And as soon as I got home, I saw an email that said, there was a Pizza Hut delivery coming to my house. And so I called my husband and it's like, did you order pizza? He said, no. They had told us if anything odd happened to call 911. So I called my local 911 and they came at the same time. The driver was pulling up into my driveway. And then right after that, another pizza driver had pulled up as well. And so, apparently somebody from a spoof phone call or a spoof number that was linked to, some congressional phone number in D.C., and they had ordered, at least three, I know, before they caught it.
What was their complaint? What did the pizza terrorist, what was he complaining or she complaining about?
I have no idea. Oh, I never heard anything about it.
They just didn't like you. They just didn't
like... I don't
know.
Honestly, and it was, maybe they had my address and wanted to let me know they knew I was home. That's scary. Kind of where my mind went.
Yeah.
But
last question, Erin, for whoever runs for your seat or anybody listening now thinking that, boy, I wanted to run for state, to be in the state legislature, it doesn't sound great. What's your advice to the next generation?
I think, that just to listen to each other, realize that we're humans, and just to be in your community, because I think the more you're in your community, the more your community members know you, even if they don't agree with your politics, they know that you're not an evil human being. And so that's how I was always able to do this job, was just by staying connected to my community and knowing that I had support in my community. I mean, my neighbor who, is a big Trump supporter, is watching out for me. He's looking out his window and making sure that, he doesn't see anything odd. And so it's nice to have the community support. And if you do your job right, you will.
Thank you so much for joining us, Erin. We appreciate you. We appreciate Aaron Cagle, the state representative, District 39A. We appreciate your service, and we appreciate your being candid with us about how the sausage is made, because we need to understand that. But also, my takeaway from our conversation is the lawmakers need to be more grown up about this, and they need to. I understand that people get affected by the news, but the lawmakers need to be better, and they need to be more responsible.
Yeah, I agree. All of us need to do better.
Thank you so much, Aaron Cagle, for joining us this morning. It's 11:20. We'll be right back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for you. Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.